Let's see if we can put the final touches on the sugya, on the Esther sugya, on the two parts of the sugya, what the Gemara said and what the Gemara didn't say. So let's backpedal for a moment to what the Gemara actually did say. We've been spending the last few weeks what the Gemara didn't say. Let's go back to what the Gemara actually did say. So let's go back to that Ayin Dalma days for a moment. When the first bottom line, 12 lines down, is about Esther for Hesia, right? So the Gemara asked the question, now that we established that for Davashim for Hesia, you have to be Moser Nefesh, even if it's not from the Gimel of Eros. So Esther was clearly for Hesiod. Amar Rabbi, Esther Keko Olam Hoysom. Esther somehow wasn't subject to the dinim of Yerav al Yavor because she was Keko Olam, she wasn't actively involved. She was passive. Any woman is passive in the act of Gilirais. Rav Amar, no. Hanos Atzman Shani. Could be a Bai's answer is correct. But Rav says you don't need a Bai's answer. Because since Achashverosh was not doing it, he wasn't out to attack, per se, Jewish women. He wasn't out to show anything. He didn't even know that Esther was Jewish. So that was done on Anos Atzmon. Anos Atzmon is a different story. The guy is doing it for his own enjoyment, his own benefit, his own pleasure. That's not subject to the dinim of Farhesia, and therefore there would not be a dinim of Yerav al-Yav. That was the Gemara's question, and those are the two answers that the Gemara gave. So going back to the challenge that all the Shem have with the Gemara, what happened to Gilei Arias? Why doesn't the Gemara ask Gilei Arias? For multiple reasons, the Gemara could have asked it, either because she was an Eish HaZish, not an Eish HaZish, maybe she was with the Goy. Whatever the formulation of the question was, all the Rishon Rabbah with the Kasha. Why didn't the Gemara ask the question of Gilei Arias? So Tosis quotes a suggestion. Picked up from the second of the super duper wide lines, at the end of the Tosfos and Davar base, the second of the wide lines, the real wide lines, Teretz from the Rivar, says Tosfos in the middle of the second line. The Havelo Porich Hocha for Esther Arayas Havoy, the Kimle the Mahani Time of the Karka Olam leInyan the LaMichayev the Mesa Atzu B'Shem Arayas, says the Rivar. The reason why the Gemara didn't ask is Gilei Arayas, because the Gemara knew already the answer. That wasn't even a shaila, wasn't even up for discussion. Everybody knows, says the Rambam, that the Svara of Karka Olam is a poter from the din of Yehar Bal Yavo for the Gimel of Eros. The only discussion the Gemara is that even forget about Gimel of Eros, it should be Yehar Bal Yavo for a certain reason, because it's for Hesia. To that, the Gemara didn't yet realize that Karka Olam is a poter. Kamash b'manabaye, even for that it's a poter. And Rabbi goes on to say, you don't even need that reason, as Asta Chai. So that's what the Rivam sticks into the shlo, into the shakwatai of the Gemara. So we thought, until we read this Tosfos, we thought that the flow of the Gemara was, the Gemara never heard of this idea of Karka Olam. Hey, she pieces between men and women. So the Gemara had this question, hey, why was an Estebos an Ephesh? And Abaye came and discovered America. By the way, Karka Olam. According to Tosfos, the Gemara knew that all along. Every time they get out and knew that Karka Olam was a Svara. Karka Olam was a Svara vis-a-vis Gimel of Eros, but not necessarily vis-a-vis for Hesia. Kamash Flood, even the guy for Hesia, it's a Svara. So now, we can't just take this Tosfos just at face value. We have to understand, we have to analyze, what does the Rebbe mean? It's almost like Lamarosha. Do you think that Karka Olam is a good Svara? If you believe in the Svar of Karka Olam, so then why should it only be good for one thing and not for another? What was the Havamim of the Gemara? If you're not a big fan of Karka Olam, so then why is it so pushy that Karka Olam does work? So what's going on? What is the Svar? What's the Havamim? What changed between what the Gemara was thinking and what the Gemara's conclusion is according to the Gemara's reading, again, the Rivam's way of reading this Gemara? So it is clear from Tosfos what's going on is as follows, that there are really two different dimensions of Karka Olam. Karka Olam is a point there for multiple reasons. One, the original svar, the original source for Karka Olam, being a poter, remember we spoke about this weeks ago, what was the original source, the first place that Gilei Arayas is Yehar Bal Yavor? It was all derived from Ritzeh. The Torah never really says Gilei Arayas is Yehar Bal Yavor. It actually never really says Ritzeh. It's Yehar Bal Yavor. That was a svar pshut. It was by Chazis. Again, we had a machlokes to be shown him, whether it's a svar, whether it's a lach mosh Sinai, whatever it is, that's not negotiable. That Shvichas Dom is Yerav Yavor. And then we have the Hekesh, Kasheh, Kol Ishu, Eh, Tzalach HaNefesh, Kena Dom HaZeh. The Psalm of Pashat, he's saying to compare Gilei Arayas to Ritzicha, just as Ritzicha is Yerav Yavor, so to Gilei Arayas is Yerav Yavor. So Tosfos said, oh, In what case is Rotzeach or Harva Yavar? What's the scenario of Ritzicha Min Harva Yavar? Only when it's Kulase. If it's Sheva Tas, Rabbi Tos depicted the case of Sheva Tas, they toss you off the roof in the land of the baby. Tos says, I'm not a chutzim, I never should have. Tos just turned the tables at us and says, my chazis, I'm going to try to say this right in Arabic, my chazis did doma de chavre sumuk tvei, duma doma de doch sumuk tvei. And he said the opposite of my chazis. My chazis basically, according to Rivon, means it's a stalemate. It's a Sheva Tas. So don't do anything. You cannot, no human being can decide whose life is richer, whose blood is redder than the others. Therefore, don't do anything. Don't do anything means don't kill b'kul vaseh. But to be a retzeach b'sheva tasi, you have every right to do. And therefore, the din of retzeach was always said b'kul vaseh. Once we've established that distinction vis-a-vis retzeach, then Tosha said the same is true when it comes to Gidearites. Because after all, the whole source of Gidearites, was from retzeach. So that's the background of this Riva. The Gemara knew this already. It took Tosfos 20 lines to explain, and half the Rishon held wasn't true. The Rivam says that was such a milsa de pshita, the Amoraim didn't even waste the ink to discuss this topic. Nobody asked such a silly question, Esther Gidei Raisava, because it was move on the Ela. A joke, it's a question. Esther Gidei Raisava, it's Shenel Tasa, it's Karko Elam. Everybody knows Karko Elam is only derived from Ritzach, which in turn is no Dinevi Harvel Yavah, Shenel Tasa. That was known to all the Amoraim, nobody bothered to ask the question. What the Gemara wasn't sure about is, well, wait a second. In addition to Esther being Gilead Rice, it was also for Hesia. For Hesia. That's a different story. For Hesia. That's a different Mechayev. That has nothing to do with Ritzach. That has nothing to do with Alimur Yafusif and Ritzach. What's the Mechayev of Yehurba Yabba for Hesia? Being Dashti, Pesach, B'nai Israel. That's a mitzvah from Kiddush Hashem. So it's how that second din of Yerba, it's not the same din, they're two different parishes, two different sugars of Yerba Yavar. One is the Alfusa from Ritzayach, the Svar from Ritzayach, and one is the mitzvah from Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is only B'seich B'nei Israel. That's why the Gimel of Eir, so even B'tzino, and everything else is only B'far Hesia. So comes the Gemara now, where the Rivam is reading it, and he's saying as follows, wait a second. Since Esther was for Hesia, you are still telling me that it's not your Yerba Yavar because Karko Elam is not going to solve that problem. Karko Elam is a point there when the engine driving the Chir Yerba Yavar was based on Ritzicha. But once you tell me it's a new Mokor, it's a Mokor Mikdashi as well, my Nefkamina, Lagav Mikdashi, but it's specifically as well, whether it's Karko Elam or not Karko Elam, that was the Gemara's Kasha. What was the Gemara's answer? That, no, Karko Elam helps with that also. Why? Not based on the Ritzicha story. What's the Svar that you are now? What's the Gemara saying now? What's the Gemara's answer? Apparently, being passive is not a flagrant violation of what? Of Chil Hashem. Nobody views it as Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem means I get up and I go cook on Shabbos. I get up and I actively do an aveira. That's Chil Hashem. Everybody sees what's happening. I'm totally convinced. So I'm going to my shul and throwing me through, forcing me to violate his aveira. I'm totally passive, not totally nice at all. What's the Chil Hashem is that? That's a garnish. Nobody's going to look down on religion. Nobody's going to look down on Yadus if they see the person being attacked and being a Karko Elam. So therefore, according to the Rivam, it comes up, Brisketar, there are two dinim of Karko Elam. There's the Karko Elam, which is a point there from Gilead Arayas, which is a special drasha derived from Ritzayach, and that point that the Gemara knew from day one. And then there's a secondary point there of Farhasya, which the Gemara Taka didn't know. Abayim is Mechadish. And Rava may agree to and gave another teretz, or may even disagree with. I'm not sure what Rava thought about Abaye's teretz. So that's how the Gemara reads according to the Rivam. So we can add this to the list of Yishonim as to why the Gemara didn't ask the question of Esther for Hesia. So we have three different Biurim in the Gedalia of Yishonim, why that line is missing from the Gemara's Kasha. According to Rabbi Tam, the Gemara didn't ask that Kasha, that was 2 weeks ago, Shia. The Gemara didn't ask that kasha because Bias Akam is Lav Shmavia, therefore cannot possibly create an issue for Gilead Arayas. Even if Esther was married, it doesn't matter. Or we had last week, we had Ramban who said that it's not a general din called Bias Akam Lav Shmavia, it's more of a din prati that the Isra of Eishas Ish has to be Motsu Masa, the way final offense, it's got to be Eishas Re'eu. And when the Boel is not Re'eu, that's a chisard in the Shlemus Israel of Gilead Arayas and Eishas Ish. And now we have the Rivam's answer. The reason why the Gemara didn't ask the question is because it was so obvious what the answer would have been. Everybody would have known it. So although each of these Rishonim are different from one another, they're all underlined, they're all working with the same premise. The same premise is, the question should have been asked, wasn't asked, and you better come up with a good reason why it wasn't asked. But in contrast to all of the above, there's a fourth beer in the Rishonim Pesugya, and that's the Balamor. So let's take a look at the Balamor. More Balamor, so you can keep driving that line. Let's take a look at, it's in the Balamor on page Yud Chesem and Aleph from the Daf Yarif. It's about seven or eight lines from the top of the Balamor. The first one is B'shas HaShma. That's Yud Chesem and Aleph, Daf Yarif. B'hani Mi'il, the middle of the line. B'hani Mi'il Kulu, when do all of the Dinim, Tchila V'Yatzayif, of Yehoshua Yavar apply? Become Mechavi HaNachri Labur Eli Yisrael. That's if the guy is trying to make trouble for the Jews, trying to be Magal al Das. About Anas Atzmo, if it's Anas Atzmo, who is the Balamor quoting Rava, everything's okay. Lo Shnahochi, the Lo Shnahochi, Shari. Anas Atzmo is matter, everything, everything under the sun. I said, where did that come from? Where in the world did that line of the Balamor come from? Who said Anas Atzmo is a matter for the Gimel Averus? What did the Gemara say? Anas Atzmo is a matter for what? For Hesya. How did the Balamor know it's a matter for the Gimel Averus? Balamor continues. To Esther, Gila Rayas Havoi, Ufer Hesya Havoi. Unlike all the other Rishonim who are saying, no, Esther wasn't Gila Rayas for this reason, it wasn't Gila Rayas for that reason, it wasn't Gila Rayas for Gila Rayas for Yen reason, it said to Balamor, it was in Ochinami. Esther was Gila Rayas. So why didn't the Gemara ask the question? No. Why didn't the Gemara? The Gemara could have asked the question. I'll tell you why the Gemara didn't ask the question. It's not 100% Muska from everybody that Esther was really, truly Nashish Ish. I mean, the Gemara has that brush in the first back of Megillah, but maybe somebody disagrees. So therefore, the Gemara didn't want to get involved in it. It's all Shavu, it's not Purim. So the Gemara didn't want to discuss with Esther. Yeah, they just didn't. So the Gemara asked a glad kasha. He asked a better kasha, a smoother kasha, but Esther for Hesha Havya. But the emesis says the Balamor, if you really truly accept that Gemara Megillah Shavu Nashish Ish, the Oyeh Shalash, the Gemara could ask the same kasha. That's how the Balamor would have shot it. So the Balamor is in stark contrast to Rabbi Natam, to the Rivam, to the Ramban, that in Ochinami, the Gemara, and for all practical purposes, did, could have, would have, should have, and actually did, so to speak, ask this kasha. Of course, what comes out from the Balamor is a tremendous chiddush. Because if the Gemara actually did ask the question, then all the answers that are given have to answer that question as well. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you didn't ask the question about the vacuum of the rice, then you don't have to bother answering it. According to Ramban, according to Tosfos, the Gemara never bothered asking the question. But according to the Balamor, that the Gemara did ask the question, in effect, let's go back to the Gemara's answers. So I'm going to read the Gemara like the Balamor read. V'ha Esther for Hesya, v'ha vacuum of the rice, gam king. Rabbi asked the Kako Elam Haisha. Kako Elam is a matir. Okay, that's not terrible. We could live with that. Kako Elam is a matir. Rav Amar, Hanas Atzvon Shaini. What do you want to say? Mind boggling. A guy comes and demands of you to violate one of the Gimel Averis HaChamurus B'Yosef. Not because he's interested in causing you to violate your religion, because he's got a Yetzirah. What's the deal? It's not Yehoshua Yavah. According to the Balamor, the Gemara just said, it's not Yehoshua Yavah. So we have to like digest that for a minute. What's bothering us about this Balamor? Before we get to text, what's conceptually bothering us about this Balamor? What kind of cool is Hanasatzpah? What does the word Hanasatzpah mean? Why is that? Why does that change the status of Rabbi Abba? So it's a long Ramban. Too hard to eyes, it's too late. The Ramban, the Chavos Hashem, attacks this Balamor and says, I'm going to say conceptually what you just said. I understand when Rava said that Hanasatzpah shiny, that's a svar in Hilchus what? In Hilchus Prahesia, because Hilchus Prahesia, what's the engine drawing for Hesia? So I understand. It's not the Aveiro per se that's Yarva Yavor, it's the perception of people going to walk away and saying, the guy won against Judaism. That's the problem. So Bishlom, when the guy says to you, oh, I want you to be Michal Shabbos, I want to destroy your religion, da da da. Gotta give up my life. But the guy says, listen, I couldn't care less about your religion. I'm hungry. I want you to cook me a pot of soup. So that's cool. Hanasatzpah, I understand. Hanasatzpah is a mitigating factor when the Mechayim of Yehar Vayavah was out the Chil Hashem Shavoy. But when you deal with the Gimel Averus, isn't the Kaveh of the Gimel Averus, isn't that Mishum Chumas HaYisar? Horai, what's the greatest Raya that does nothing to do with Chil Hashem? It's even what?
Tzino.
It's Mamashim Tzino. So if it's even Tzino, and still you have to be Yehar Vayavah, it shows us not learned out from Dash and Tzech B'nei Zohar. It's not a din from Kikil HaShem. It's not a din of Kiddush HaShem. If it's not a din of Kikil HaShem, so what does that have to do with Hanas Atzvon? My Indian Hanas Atzvon. That was the Ramban's trust of his kasher against the Balmah. It's not a very, very difficult, conceptually very, very difficult Balmah. So it's the Das Yochid. Not Rabbein Etam, not the Rivam, not the Ramban. Nobody else looked at this Balmah. But the Balmah said, I didn't make it up. I took it right out of the Gemara. I'm going to bring it right from the Gemara, says the Balmah. Then I'm right. Let's go back to the Gemara, back to Ayin Dalam Beis. Rav Omar, Hanas Atzvon Shaini. Rav is going to prove his point. The Eloi Temahachi, if you don't say what I'm telling you, that Hanas Atzvon is a mitigating factor in the Sugas of Rav Yavor, if anyone knows how to pronounce these words properly, please let me know. Hani Kavake Vedimuniki Hechi Yahavina Lahu. What was Rava's raya? So Rashi fills in the details. Rashi tells us that the goyim at certain times during the year, when they had all kind of worship involving who knows what exactly, unclear exactly what was going on, and they needed these metal kalim to heat the place up. Because it was too cold, I guess it was like the tent in the middle of the wintertime, they needed some heating system or something, and they used to go around knocking the Jews' doors to go get some coals, and to get some pots, and to get stuff to heat up their pagan temples. So Rashi gives you the whole story. So when the Goyim came to knock on the door and asked for the Jews' participation in their Avodah Zarah, in effect, what were the Jews doing? They were facilitating Avodah Zarah, because if it's too cold, no one's going to come. We're going to go home. That much was not for sure the Abba Nazar, it's not going to be. So they're not going to daven outside. It's 2 degrees outside. That much. I'll go on Zoom. So the Goyim are coming and knocking on the door and asking, we need the coals, we need the pots, we've got to heat up our pagan temples. And we give it to them. The Amorim gave it to them. All the people involved were giving them all, they're giving the Goyim all the stuff to heat up their temples. It's the Gemara's Kasha. It's a Chavei Nazar. You'll be Oyvid of a Nazar. You're being obedient about a Zara, if you're still telling about a Zara, it should be what? Yehar Ba Yavor. So the Gemara says, now it's okay. You know why it's okay? Because when the Goyim are asking for these calls, they don't want to attack. They're not attacking Judaism. They're cold. That's it. They have nothing to do with attacking the Torah and attacking our religion. It's simply they're uncomfortable. To let us Atzman. Therefore, says the Balamor, you see from the fact that the Gemara is invoking the parasha, the sugya of Hanos Atzman, even in a discussion vis-a-vis of a Zara, you see that I'm right, says the Balamor. That of a Zara, even though it's from the Gimel Averus Achmurus B'Yosir, is also subject to the Kula of Hanas Atzvon Shaini. And therefore, we can read the Gemara's Kashmir and Esther, for Esther give you a Raya Sava, and Hanas Atzvon is going to solve that problem. That was the Balamor's Raya.
It's still one step away from actually.
Oh, so Ari says, wait a second. You're Mechavim to the Ramban. Let's see that. I'll try to do justice with one line of the Ramban. You can find it. It's Chaval, I'm not to read this one line again. Thank you. final. Yeah. So the magic grows the flavor, right? Those are the key words, okay. So right from the bottom, six lines from the bottom. V'kakim d'munki sha'aveyus nunu. That giving over the pans and the coals to the goyim for the heat up the temples, that's not about Azara. Wasn't after Azara. V'ein yisun v'shum adam with Azara. El mishachay v'mam v'shavetere v'shom v'mithayim v'osite nechshol. What aveir am I doing by giving you coals to heat up your temple? I'm not worshiping, I'm not bowing down to your idols. I'm violating the fever. I'm facilitating, I'm helping you violate aveir. If not for my hot coals, you would go home. You wouldn't have your service today. So I'm the fever, I'm causing you to stay and go to the pagan temples and to worship. So comes the Ramban and says, Lifnei Iver? That's not Gimel Aveiros, that's not Avodah Zarah. That's one of the 610 elements of Shabbat Torah. That's not subject to the Pashim Gimel Aveiros. The only reason why that would be Hergal Yavah would be if it's for Hesya. So Al Zen Nemar the Gemara, Shani Hasel and Os Achzor Shani. So how in the world did the Baal Mor have the right to extrapolate from Alif Be'ima, which is 610 mitzvahs, not the three biggies? How dare the Baal Mor go and take that as a right to give the rice and also not your Hergal Yavah? So clearly there's a major fundamental. Not you heard the Yavosh to be going on here. There's machlekes in Lefeiver going on here. Yesh Lachkor, the famous Hakira. What's the nature of Lefeiver? I give you a piece of chazir, and you eat the chazir. So what I do is a terrible marriage. Lefeiver will see the initial. Yesh Ladur. What's the nature of my labor? Is Lefeiver an Isser Kloli? There's an Isser across the board to machshu people in Yisur. The Isser, by the way, is Bein Mahashu, Yisur Bein Mahashu Goy. It's a fair shake of us. Lefeiver of a machshu Goy also. Is there any difference whether a machshu you in Chazir, a machshu you in Chilul Shabbos, a machshu you in doing Melach and Yontif, a machshu you in wearing Shatnez? Absolutely no difference. The name the Isser just violated was Lefeiver. It's an Isser Kloli to be machshu people in Averis. What do I say? No. The Chiddush of Lefeiver is, when I'm machshu you in Chazir, it's a prati. It's ki'ilu I ate Chazir. I'm machshu you in Shabbos. Ki'ilu I violated Shabbos. I'm machshu you in Avodah Zarah. Finish the sentence. Ki'ilu I was a bit of Avodah Zarah. So clearly the Baal HaMor knew this in the field. The Baal HaMor knew that the Jews were giving the coals to the goyim and not bowing down to the idols. But the Baal HaMor understood that the mere facilitating of Avodah Zarah to others is called an Issafin of Adizara. If it's a Adizara, it's your Hargal Yavah. Even though it's not what? It's not Chavskila for it, but it's in the Parsha of Adizara, which is going to lead us actually to the next week, which is next week. So Abizrayim is a whole other dimension of Gil of Eros. What if I have something that's not Adizara Mamish, but smells of Adizara? It's an Adizara Dik Issa. I have Gil Arias, but not real Gil Arias. It smells of Gil Arias. I have Ritzicha, not real Ritzicha, smelt a little bit from Ritzicha. That's called Abizrayim. Again, we're going to hopefully talk a lot about that in weeks to come, what that means and what it doesn't mean. So the Baal HaMor is clearly labeling, giving coals to the goyim to heat their temples to enable them to worship as an Abizrayim of Adizara. And the Ramban's taking issue by saying, no, it's not Abizrayim of Adizara. It's Sharaveiros. And therefore, it's only subject to the rules of Farhesha. And that's why that's absolutely mutter. So there's a load of machloikis that has nothing to do with Masechta Sanhedrin, nothing at all to do with Yarva Yavar. It's a machloikis in the intricacies, but the longest, the parameters of the favor. So by saying, let's take a step back just for a moment to just clarify a little bit something about Lefeiver, maybe put a little bit of a perspective on this Machlokes Baal HaMor and Ramban. There are multiple interpretations of the phrase Lefeiver is the initial. In one place, the Gemara says Lefeiver means to give Yisurim to somebody, Machshu someone in Yisur. What else is covered by Lefeiver? Eitz Hashem again. I give you bad advice. Am I doing Yisurim? You come to me and ask me, should I invest in such and such? And I give you some miserable advice. Why? I'm trying to get, I'm showing that I'm giving you the best advice, but I want you to put your money over there. That way you'll get it. In the end of the day, I'll make some money off the deal. So I give you a lousy, miserable advice. That's l'fnevel osik demichshol. So we have, and then there's machlekes acharonim. What if I ask a triple blind person? So the mechaschim is not sure. Yeah, midrash tells us it's not. Straight to Ganei, you're not going to do that. But the mechaschim is not sure. Is that also called l'fnevel osik demichshol? Very fascinating question. How much is the Torah up there? Okay, the pshit neshamikah, but we're not talking about the place. But these two Isurim, the classic two Isurim of Tashma Peh, of Lifna Ivra, Ma'ashim Isurim, and it's Shin Agenis. Yesh Ladun. What's the relationship between these two? Are these two sides of the same coin? It means the basic thrust of the Isur of Lifna Ivra is tripping somebody up. The guy's he's blind. So the Tashma Ksav says he's literally blind, he can't see. Tashma Peh says he's blind, he doesn't know it's Chaz. So he's blind, that he doesn't know this is bad advice. So Lifnei Iver, the two dimensions, the Tashma Peh Lifnei Iver, Eitz Shinah Genes and Ma'ashav Yisum, are really one and the same. They're both emanate from the same part. They're both examples of a Benam L'Chaveira. Lifnei Iver is fundamentally Benam L'Chaveira. That's the nature of Lifnei Iver. Or no, but they're really fundamentally two kinds of Yisum. They're both subsumed under the same heading, but they really part ways. One is this like midas, it's just like bad midah or maguna, it's a bad ram lachaveira kind of a thing that would give me a lousy business advice. And the other one is almost a shtickle more ram lamokom. When I cause you to do an aveira, so don't take the attitude that it's your problem, not my problem. No, it's my problem also. And this goes way beyond Klai Sol or Raven's levels. That's much more than that. It applies even to Goya. If I give an Eivim and a Chayit to a Goy, the Gemara says the Farish, I'm in violation of their Raisa of the Fneev. If I see a Goy eating Eivim and a Chayit, it's not my problem. The Gemara says that actually in a little bit later on to Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, if I see a Jew eating trade first, so I have to try to stop him if it's possible. If I see a Goy eating Eivim and a Chayit, I can't give it to him, but if he's doing it, there's no mitzvah chet chet chet. So this idea of the Fneevir could possibly be really twofold. There's the midas rose, the ben al mechaver. That's the first part. It's again is, and then you have the secondary isur of lahashul isur. So that seems to be the root, really, what the Balamor and the Ramban are arguing about. Balamor, who looks at lifnei iver in a very, very localized prakti, yamamish violating of a zara, that clearly is not looking at the isur shabro as part of just midas rose. It's just bad, bad manners to give a guy bad advice, to be martial, a guy to trip a guy up and stuff when he's blinded. Clearly, the Balamor is learning that the first part of the favor is Ben Al Chaveira, and the second part is more religious, Ben Al Lamo. Whereas when the Ramban says, nah, it's a clawly, it's not a saprati, that almost seems to put it a little bit more closer to the category of it's really all one the same thing. It's all just bad meat, it's just bad Ben Al Chaveira. There's a fascinating in Cheschinuch about the favor. Throws out the following fascinating shadow. What's the din if I trip you up and I give you bishalakum to eat? Is that a violation of either deraisa or derabban? So the Chaschinich says it could be deraisa. Deraisa? Okay. If I eat the bishalak myself, it's a derabban. Says you're right. But you know what? Giving somebody something that's straight for derabban is no different than what? It's an ancient agenis. I'm giving you miserable, terrible spiritual advice. I tell you, eat this bishlacham. It's a terrible piece of advice I just gave you. And the Yifra says what I said. You have one other thing. The guy who eats the bishlacham is only a violation of an issa d'rabbanan. The guy who feeds him the bishlacham, the guy who gives the treif hashlacham the bishlacham, he's in violation of the favor d'raisa. So that idea that it's like eitz shen agenis. So that seems to be more in sync with the Ramban's idea. But to point out about more, that the whole board of Lifnei Iver is that it's kind of like an extension of what he does. It seems to be like, I did it. How in the world can my Yisra be more common than his? It doesn't make any sense. But according to Ramban, that Lifnei Iver has nothing to do with the Yisra problem. Lifnei Iver is a general midas rose, the Rav Chaver of the Kadeh. So one could argue that my bad advice is still awesome in that Torah, even though you're eating itself with only Midrabban. Fascinating possibilities. So this idea that we find in halacha, sometimes you have this model, there are two people involved. You're the one who's really doing the aveira. The ma'aseh aveira you're doing, but I set it up. I facilitated it for you. And the Torah holds me accountable as well. So we have this machlokes Balamor and the Ramban. In the realm of the lifnei iver, it's a kol issur prati. Do we have any other this kind of model. We have two people involved. One person is doing the actual ma'isa, and the other person's, you know, pressing the buttons. Oh, shlichus varvera. Okay, shlichus varvera. In the end of the day, I'm going to kind of walk away because they've robbed the Ritam. I'm not going to be really held responsible. Where do you find such an idea that I'm facilitating your avera, and the Torah doesn't like that? What if you're a katan? Kosafina biyadayim, macha biyadayim. I feed treifa food to the katan. It doesn't have to be my child, any child. I actively feed treifa food to the katan. The Gemara in the end of the section, Yavam Skufi Dal has a machlekes about, let's say I see a katan doing a avera. I walk by and I see a katan eating, walking into McDonald's. I see a katan turning the lights on Shabbos. Do I have to stop or not? So that's a whole machlekes of the Gemara. And the Gemara concludes, even though we possibly don't really have to, and that becomes a loaded question, whether it's a gilachinuch or a chua kid, somebody else's kid, those are details. But the Karol Paskid that cut the Rechel Veras in days in Tzumah for show, but L'Hachav Yadayim is also. I'm not allowed to feed him Dreyfus, I'm not allowed to, if it's a little baby cut the Kohen, I'm not allowed to take him to the Beis HaKvaras, I'm not allowed to ask him to run life for me on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to be Machel cut and be a Dayim. But that's in the Semin HaTorah, the Mardarat from Tzukim. And we'll be a Marit, we'll have to be Maktanim, in Africa with the Chodan, there was an array of different sources for that too. So one can raise almost the same question, what is the nature of that relationship when I cause a katan to do an aveira? I cause the katan to eat treif. I mamish, I fed him, I spoon fed him, or I tell him, eat that the bowl of treif and chicken soup. So there's no question what I do is a desideraisa. What's the nature of the desideraisa? Is the nature of the desideraisa, it's like almost like a desakwali? Like there's a general, all-encompassing Torah prohibition, it shouldn't have katan sin. Torah doesn't want us to encourage children to do things that are bad also. Which is the first question, and what's wrong with that? He's a katan or something by mitzvah. So either because it's like a chinuch subcategory, it's going to lead him to do averes later, or maybe what the Torah is telling us is that a katan, when he does an aver, it still registers the ma'is aver, which is the Torah ocean. That's really a loaded question, what the significance of the sister teaches us. But l'mais it's an asana Torah, and Yivam, there's no question about it. So what's the nature, what's the essence, what's the agdar of this isser? Is the nature of this isser like Ramban's version of the favor? It's not an isser klali, but it's not an isser prati each and every case? Or is it more of an isser prati like the Balamor's version of the favor? And again, the answer to these questions is not identical to the Balamor and the Ramban. It's not exactly the same Shiloh, but it stacks in a similar kind of a concept. So Tap, what's the answer, Medik Tanim? So the famous Kasha, that the Rishon already bothered with. So Kasha, Yom Shavuos, Aser Sedibros, Lo Saseh Kol Lacha, Ata Uvimcha Vitecha. Someone want to tell me how old this Vimcha and Vitecha are? Happy under Bar Mitzvah, they're over Bar Mitzvah, then they're Ata. Hashem Baruch Hu speaking to them also. So clearly talking about the 9, 10, 11-year-old kid, not the 14-year-old kid. So what is the Torah telling us? That you're not allowed to cause your child to do Mechal Shabbos. If I ask my child to do Mechal Shabbos, that's a problem. So come to Rishon and ask Akasha, I understand. What are the apostles to tell me that? There's a din of Machino B'Yadayim is also. You must be famous. You can't feed your kid treifas. And you can't take your little kohen and cut it into the basic forest. And you can't, according to Bali, you can't wear a shatnez. And you can't. You're never allowed to be Machshel, kid in anything. So my Yiri Shabbos. What is it? Aseret HaDibros, Har Sinai. Why did Moshe have to single out, spell out Shabbos above and beyond all the other Yisurim? What was this Chadish in the fact that L'Sasek Lach Atavich, famous Kash from Rishon? So the Gemara comes out either from Emo V'Yamarta, or from Konefesh Mikem L'Yochel Nam, or from after Tamu, I forgot about it, by the Shvatzim, and the Gemara, the whole Trichos, so why do you need three Pesukim, each one to teach you? I wouldn't have figured out, but Kamash one, at the end of the day, all three teach the Chol Torah, Kul Pashas. So what's the answer to that Kasha? So different answer to Rishon to that Kasha. So it's quoted in the Ne'er B'Chaim. The only place I've seen this in print in Ne'er B'Chaim is not in the Kisri B'Chaim, it's there somewhere, but I've seen it in print in Achiezer, B'Chaim Oizer. Chaim Oizer was a young contemporary of Chaim. Chaim was different in 1917, Chaim Oizer was different in 1940, but they overlapped with each other. So Chaim Oizer said that he heard in the name of Chaim, I don't know if he heard the reference of Chaim, the name of Chaim, but from Chaim the following answer to this kasha. That In Kol HaTorah Kula, if you feed treifus to your child, so you violated the Issur Klali of L'Hacha K'tanim B'Yadayim. There's no difference whether you fed him treifus, whether you put shatnez on him, whether you took the kid to the basic forest to kind of got done. It's a general Issur called Mavir K'tanim Alamitzis. The Chiddush for Shabbos is, says Reb Chaim, it's called Chilul Shabbos. Do Bista Mechal Shabbos. That's an act of Chilul Shabbos. I didn't say Yechai Skila, but that's an act of Chilul Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of the Parashah that says to do this. So basically, in answer to our question, is the Issel HaChal K'tanim, is it closer in model to the Baal Amor's favor? Or is it closer in model to the Ramaz's favor? What's the answer? That's where Shabbos parts ways from Kol HaTorah Kula. That's exactly the change from the Aseret HaDibros. And in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's a Din Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, the Rabban's basically right in the Ketana model. When it comes to Shabbos, then the Baal Amor's model becomes the more correct one. That's what, I mean, again, without literally connecting, it's just the aim, the same idea. So when I saw that tshuva, Reb Chaim Moizer, it's the end of the whole tshuva, it's two lines, it says, Shemati B'Shem Reb Chaim, that's the Chiddush, it's a Proti over, it's a Kol HaTorah Shabbos. Bang on the shtender, now I understand. What great Chiddush came to me at that moment, what moment of understanding. Now I chap shot in the story. The story. I do not know the source in writing for the story. The story is a famous story in Beis Brisk. I do not know the actual, literally written source for it. This is the way the story goes, something along the following lines. That all the towns, all the little cities and towns in Europe, all had Erevin. One of the reasons why the cities needed Erevin was people didn't have their own ovens. So people didn't have, the average person didn't have the ability to prepare a chorent. So they used to be the baker's oven. So the meaning was that everyone would prepare their chorent on Friday afternoon, raw, and then they would bring it to the baker's area. They would all stick it in the baker's oven, whatever it was. They had 50 chorents going on there. And then, come Shabbos morning, you took your shul down and you walked home and you carried your shul down. So if you have an Erev, it's going to be hard to pull that off. So one Shabbos, one Friday night, the Erev fell down in Brisk. So Reb Chaim was the Rav of the town. So the Rav felt his responsibility is to prevent people from carrying. So he knew that all the women are going to come, as soon as davening's over, they're going to come to go pick up their shul in front of the baker's oven. So he went and he sat by the baker's oven. Reb Chaim Brisk sat by the baker's oven. He didn't have a safe for them because he couldn't carry. Even if he could have carried, he wouldn't carry because the brisket don't carry, but that's a different story. So Reb Chaim was sitting by, maybe he left a safe for them before Shabbos. So he sat by the baker's oven, and when all the women were coming to collect their children, he said, you can't take a children with the Arabs down, sorry, either come here and have lunch in the baker's oven, or you have to wait till you can have for a while longer. You can't carry home your children. So the way the story goes was, a woman came to pick up her children, and she had a young girl with her under the age of Bas Mitzvah. So, Chaim told her the same thing, you can't carry the children. He said, okay, rabbi, little girl, whatever, little maid, she'll carry the children for me. She's on the bus. I said, no, you didn't hear what I said. I said, the air is down, and you're not allowed to carry the children. She said, yeah, I'm not going to carry the children. The little girl here. Chaim said, The state the din is, you're not allowed to ask your customer to carry for you. Now I ask someone to do a walk for you. She said, no, it's okay. She's on the bus. And Kachaba, the woman, took out the children the oven, get the girl. Here's the punchline of the story. Reb Chaim supposedly said to his shamus, go home and tell the husband they should throw out all the wine in the house because his wife is Michal Shabbos of Francie. That's the way the story goes. So when I first saw it, you can tumble about the story on multiple levels. Again, is that really called for Hesia? Is it the Rabbanon? Wasn't a real Shizram Deraisa? It could be that Letzorech HaKotan, maybe the child needed the children also, maybe it's not the Rashi, it's Mutter. Give me 15 different reasons, Pipukim and Shaila. So again, I wasn't in Brisk in the year 1900. I cannot say for certain what happened to that, but that's where the story goes. So I remember when I first heard that story, I didn't understand it. I said, so she violated the din of L'Hachal B'Yadayim. Big deal. That makes you a Mumu L'Chal Shabbos. That was Eliyahu's Kasha. What's the answer? Yot. Why? Chaim Shitosoi. Because Reb Chaim held, that's what the Chiddush says the difference is. He become Mumu L'Chal Shabbos. So therefore, it makes sense. I mean, again, putting all the 15, assuming the story happened, putting all the 15 pieces of the puzzle together, So then the woman, she didn't pick up the shulchan. She didn't do anything wrong. I mean, she did something wrong. She didn't do a ma'aseh chol Shabbos. No. Causing a child to do a ma'aseh chol Shabbos is called the ma'aseh chol Shabbos. And it's called the ma'aseh, it is a prati chol Shabbos, the bistra chol Shabbos. And then the wine's going to be treifa. That's another story. And I saw that vort in Reb Chaim Oizer, quoting from Reb Chaim Brisker, that must be the beer. That's the only way to understand Pshat, at least that nekuda of the story. So Chopon, getting back to that story. So the Baal HaMor had this tremendous, tremendous chiddush gadol noid that the heter of Anos Atzmon is a matter in Gimla Averis. Nobody ever heard of such a thing. Baal HaMor said, what do you want? It's a fair shigamara. The dukeleys and the cupeleys, whatever they call it. It's a fair shigamara. After all, that's a Venizor. The Rabban says, don't sign up for the Zor, it's the Fe'ivra. And the Rabban says, you're right, it's the Fe'ivra of Venizor, which is goofy called the Venizor. So that long the Shema Chodesh about the Fe'ivra is Ke'aim, not identical, Ke'aim, the Shaila that we're talking about when you're Machel Leviathan. So basically, I think we can, believe it or not, actually make a Siyum, not on the parak yet, we make a Siyum on the Kasha that the Gemara didn't ask. So according, it took us about, I think, so before Pesach, we were working on this. According to half the Rishonim, according to three quarters of the Rishonim, the Gemara didn't ask the question for good reason, three different reasons, either the Rivam or the Ben Tam, or the Ramban. And according to Balamaya, the Gemara didn't ask it, the Gemara could have asked, should have asked, did he ask it at all? And whatever the Gemara did or didn't ask, the answer is going to help anyway, with again the potential nafkarias. But the Balamaya and the Ramban just set the stage for us, is really the next sugya, and that's everybody agrees that you heard the Yavar applies, even not to a Avodah Zarah, proper. As long as it smells, as long as it's part of the Issa Prati, the word we said before, that is Rahu. Where in the world did that come from? What is the source of that? What is that all about? So, that's going to be the next major sugya that we're going to have to try to tackle. Let's show something.